Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From May of 2014, Baskin and Phelps with Don Shula.
Coach Shula, it's great to have you with us today. I love the fact that throughout your entire career, you've still maintained your Northeast Ohio ties and your allegiance to our area. And I'm guessing have kept an eye on the team that you grew up looking at and rooting for and playing for a little bit, the Cleveland Browns. What do you think about the new situation here, new management team, new head coach, and obviously looking for a little stability here?
Well, you know, everybody's looking for stability and get the right people in place. And I'm sure that that's what the Browns are going through right now. But, you know, it's just tough. That's so competitive, and everybody's looking for the same thing, you know, that magic wand to somehow help win games. And so you just have to take it one step at a time and not try to do too much at one time.
Don, I want to ask you, as you look at your hometown from a distance and see what's happened to the Browns over the last couple of years, just, you know, how do you feel about this franchise right now and what's going on here and knowing what you knew as a kid and then growing up and then coming back here and playing and now seeing where they are?
Well, everything, you know, I was a Browns fan growing up, and then I went to John Carroll and Herb Isley, our coach, went to every clinic that Paul Brown ever had. And our playbook was similar in a much simpler way than the Browns' playbook. And, you know, then I went with Blanton Collier to Kentucky and Weeb Eubank to the Colts. So there was all Cleveland Browns' playbook, Cleveland Browns' football. So, you know, nobody did it any better than the Browns in their heyday.
Don Shula, Hall of Fame football coach, joining us. Coach, the folks here in Cleveland haven't had a quarterback since the team came back that everybody, I think, could agree on was a franchise type of quarterback. You did some interesting things with a variety of guys. Everybody knows you had two of the best ever in Bob Greasy and Dan Marino, but you also went to a Super Bowl with David Woodley as your quarterback. How important is it to find that guy here in Cleveland or for any other football team?
You know, what you have to do is you know, you make a decision on who your quarterback is going to be and then put him in position to do things he's capable of doing. You don't ask Bob Greasy to be a Dan Marino, and you don't want Dan Marino to hand the ball off like Bob Greasy did a lot with Larry Zonka. So find out what your talent is capable of doing and then give them the opportunity to do it. That's what coaching is all about, really.
Coach, that's one thing I was going to ask you about, and I've brought this up on our show numerous times, Bum Phillips' famous quote about you where he said you could take his and beat yours or take yours and beat his, and I've always said
urines,
yeah, that's right. I've always said that that's the way you coach football. You coach your talent. You don't coach a system, and so often today, it seems like coaches have a system, and when they go in somewhere, they bring in guys to fit their system rather than coaching what's there to the best of its capability. What do you think about the way the game is coached today?
I think that, you know, when you're in coaching, you just got to try to get the most out of the ability of the players that you have and don't put them in these situations where they're not capable of doing it. And I think you got to make those decisions early and then have the conviction to stay with it.
Don, do you like the state of the game right now? The way things are, the marketing aspect, the fact that we sit here and, I mean, in Cleveland, we've spent the last month, we've spent pretty much since the end of the season talking about the draft. Do you like the way that the game is right now compared to when you were coaching?
You know, the the owners in the National Football League haven't done too many things wrong.
True.
The game has made progress, and it keeps getting better, and they keep figuring out best ways to keep the fans happy and looking forward to the season. And, you know, they've made some mistakes, but you got to give them credit for, you know, the product that they put on the field. It's just the best game, best spectator game that there is to watch.
Don Shula joining us here on Baskin and Phelps. Coach, I have to ask you what we talk about on a daily basis here in Cleveland, and that's Johnny Manziel. What do you think of Manziel? What do you think of some of the other quarterbacks coming out in this draft class? Because the Browns are
Manziel is just a very exciting athlete playing the quarterback position. He can do a lot of things, and he demonstrated that in the win against Alabama. And, you know, when nobody beats Alabama, and he took that team up there and they beat Alabama. And so you know that he's capable of doing those kind of things. And I think what you do if you get him, you just analyze all his abilities and then put him in positions to utilize that, those kind of abilities.
Is he your favorite guy in this draft at quarterback, Coach, or do you like other guys as well?
Pardon?
Do you like other guys in this draft at quarterback as well, or is Manziel your top guy?
Well, I don't, you know, I really haven't followed it enough to feel like I'm an expert on it, but, you know, there are some other good quarterbacks I know in the draft.
Hey, Don, you got 100 Hall of Famers at the IX Center that'll be, 99 other guys will be around you. Who are you looking forward to talking to, or who do you really enjoy spending time with in this elite group of the NFL's greatest?
It's just going to be so great to see those guys that have meant so much to the game. And, you know, Jim Brown, when I was a Browns fan growing up and went to John Carroll and watching Jim Brown and the things that he did in the National Football League, you know, probably the best athlete that ever played. Paul Warfield and Lenny Moore, two guys that I had the opportunity to coach, and probably the two best athletes, or at least at the top 10 of the best athletes I ever coached. They were both pretty much the same guy. They could run, they could catch, they could. They were very bright, they were tough, and they were just great players.
Hey, Don, two more real quick questions for you. One, what does it mean to have the stadium named for you at John Carroll? And two, what does it mean to have your grandson coaching there now?
Yeah, well you know, it's a great thrill for me, you know, to think that the stadium was named after me at Carroll. We had just such a great experience. John Carroll was the right place for me, and Herb Isley, the right coach, and Danny Mormelli, and so, some of the great people that were at John Carroll. And, of course, you know, our win against Syracuse, that was the one where Paul Brown and his staff were there to scout Syracuse. And we ended up winning the game, and I got drafted by the Browns, and my teammate Carl Tassif got drafted by the Browns. So that, you know, pretty much because of one game and the fact that Paul Brown was there to see it. But, you know, it was a great 4 years of my life going to John Carroll, and everything turned out well for me.
That was Don Shula on our show 6 years ago in May of 2014, 6 years and 2 days. And Don Shula passing away this morning at the age of 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.